With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Middle Below. What you're about to hear is a recording from our first ever live show, which we performed in January of this year. As it is a live recording, and more specifically our first live recording, it's a little bit rough around the edges. There are a couple of audio glitches for which we can only apologise. Nevertheless, we hope you enjoy the show. As you will no doubt hear, we had a fantastic time recording it. So thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the bad things that are almost certainly about to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please welcome back to the stage the cast of Middle Below. Are we ready?
Yes. Cool.
Middle Below is rated PG and contains mild threat and mild language.
This episode of Middle Below was also recorded in front of a live audience.
Taylor.
What, Gil? Was it? What is it?
Heather, she forgot about the...
Oh, Heather, you forgot about the...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course, sorry. This episode of Middle Below is recorded in front of a mostly live audience.
Shout out to the ghosts at the back of the auditorium. That's.
They don't show up in spotlight.
They don't want to.
Drink like a fish.
Enjoy the show. Middle Below.
Hey,
15-pound accordion.
Hello? Sans? Taylor?
I'm in here.
Oh. Why are you lying on the floor like that?
I've had a very, very stressful day today.
Oh. Do you want to talk about it?
Not really. No.
Okay.
I had to go outside today.
Oh, no.
I had to buy clothes.
Oh, God.
I don't understand clothes shops.
I'm not sure you're meant to.
Mirrors. Mirrors everywhere. I had no idea where I was, other than in a clothes shop, which was confusing enough as it is.
Oh, golly.
Then I had to queue.
Oh, God, no.
So, yes. Difficult day.
Hmm. Oh, well, I actually bought something today.
So did I. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah, well, it didn't quite involve so much of a trial, but...
What's that?
It's a stylophone.
Is that the Middle Below theme tune, by any chance?
I mean, it's definitely better. The amount of school fees my parents paid for my music lessons. Isn't she proud? Look at her. So anyway, yeah, that's what I bought today.
Okay, just making sure you were finished. Why did you buy a stylophone, pray tell?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was something you might be able to keep a ghost in.
I mean, it's certainly an interesting sound.
Yeah, I thought so. So how long do you plan on staying on the floor like that?
A little bit longer.
Okay. When will you know?
Any second now.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Sans. Oh, wait, no, not on his face. No.
Ah, okay, I'm up. Thank you. Thank you, Sans. It's in my teeth. What's up?
Well, I thought that since it's a Friday, we could go out and, you know, do something. Well, there's a screening of my favourite film, and I thought that we could go.
I thought you had a date tonight.
Yeah, I mean, like, I did, but now I don't. So are you in or are you out?
I'll go get my bag.
Why?
Well, you never know.
So we're not just gonna talk about that then? Right, okay. I knew you'd say that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sweet, let's go.
Oh, sorry, Sans, they don't allow cats into the cinema. Oh, don't worry, you wouldn't enjoy it. People eat crisps and talk to each other. I know, right?
We should all have a movie night in sometime.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, Sans has a very specific taste in films.
Really? What kind of films?
Yes, that one, and Stanley Kubrick films. Except for that one.
Oh, no. I don't like that one either. Okay, well, we should probably get going.
Bye, Sans. Try not to burn the place down while we're away. Yes, but it only takes one time, doesn't it? So, what are we going to see?
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, right. I haven't seen it before.
Really? It's classic.
Well, I mean, I've heard it's good.
Well, it's almost the perfect film.
Almost.
Yes, but I won't spoil why.
Heather.
Mm-hmm?
When Harry Met Sally is a rom-com, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you're going to put it in a box or give it a label, then yes, I'd say it's a rom-com.
It's just that there's a lot of slightly older men here.
So are you saying that slightly older men can't enjoy rom-coms?
No, that's not true at all, otherwise I'm in big trouble. But, can I see the tickets?
Tickets? No.
Yes,
have a look? Right.
Apocalypse Now!
Yes.
Heather, did you think I wouldn't notice the fact that we were seeing Apocalypse Now and not When Harry Met Sally?
Well, I mean, have you seen Apocalypse Now?
Well, no.
Well, then I thought you might just think that When Harry Met Sally was actually really very quite different to what you thought Harry Met Sally would actually be.
In a sort of no Harry, no Sally, no meeting, surprise Vietnam sort of way.
Yes.
So when you said When Harry Met Sally is almost the perfect film...
Apocalypse Now is. Well, anyway, well, When Harry Met Sally was actually my second favourite film, so it's not, you know, a total lie.
Well, that's convoluted.
Hi there.
Oh, God. Hello.
Oh, the tickets, yes. I should probably give you the tickets that I definitely didn't leave in my jacket in the changing room.
Fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Dragged you along to see it, did he?
What? No.
Thank you. So what is your favourite film, then?
I don't really have one, really.
Oh, it's... come on, everyone's got a favourite film.
I mean, I don't know, I just don't, I guess.
Is it Star Trek the Motion Picture?
We don't talk about Star Trek the Motion Picture.
Right. Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and when I get back, you had better thought of something.
Can you buy me popcorn?
Will you think of a film?
Yes.
Okay.
Sending you out for popcorn, huh?
No, well, yes, but no, look, you have a really low opinion of men, don't you?
No, just people in general, really.
Right.
It's what working in a cinema does to you.
Right.
Doesn't have to be a cinema, any customer service work, really.
Well, I'm gonna go.
I would.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, this place really is going downhill. Oh, there's not even any soap in the hand sanitizer. There's no loo roll or anything. I mean, what the...
Heather!
Oh, hello, Gil! Long time no see.
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Why, what's wrong?
Something strange is happening in the below.
Oh, okay, where?
Here.
Here?
Yes.
In the bathroom?
No.
Right.
I meant here in this building.
Oh, in the cinema. A haunted cinema, fantastic.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it's better than a normal cinema, isn't it?
Is it?
I guess not. Gil, do you by any chance happen to know what Taylor's favourite film is?
Oh, it's the one with the family and the kid and the
narrows
bike and the Here's Johnny guy.
Oh, The Shining.
Yes, that's the one. No, it used to be that one, but then I pointed out how unrealistic it was and, well, you know...
Unrealistic.
Ghosts don't behave like that.
Okay.
They just don't. We're really nice.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Right.
When we're not being malevolent.
Okay.
Yeah. So it used to be his favourite film. I don't think he's told me otherwise.
I can't imagine why.
No, me neither.
Meow. Sans? What are you doing here?
Nothing. I mean, we both just happened to be here. Just now.
Right.
Casual.
Doing what exactly, Gil?
Nothing?
Well.
I mean, Sans is a very keen film goer.
Right. I'm sure a lot of cats are. I'll go get Taylor.
That's all the reviews.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
5 paws.
Just wondering if you knew the next bit. Yeah. Enjoying yourself there? Yeah? Yeah, we've got to go. Come on.
No popcorn, then?
No, there's a below thing happening.
Oh. Right, okay, fine.
Forgot the popcorn, eh? If you want something done properly...
Look, listen, you have a really bad attitude, terrible customer service, and your chat is just... dire.
Sorry.
Come on, Taylor. We're leaving.
More like apocalypse later, am I right?
Don't laugh at that.
No, I wasn't going to. Wasn't good.
Right, okay, that's half the way. Now see me go into the ladies' bathroom. Oh, below bathrooms, no.
Evening, Taylor.
Oh, hello, Gil.
Meow.
Sans, what are you doing here?
Huh?
Okay, I was just asking.
Okay, so what's up?
I think there's a spirit in here.
In the bathroom?
No, in the cinema.
Oh, I see, okay. Well, good thing I brought this.
Oh, and I brought this.
What? Why did you bring your Game Boy?
Well, it's a spirit, isn't it? It might help. And you gave it to me, so...
Sure.
Where to, Gil?
Well... here, I guess.
I'm presuming it's this way. Out of the bathroom. Please! We're definitely in the right place.
What does the Game Boy say?
It says... Boo.
Yeah, me too.
I'll never understand how this place works.
No normal mind can imagine something even more terrible than you.
This isn't Apocalypse Now.
Really?
Clearly! No, it's all in black and white and it's... it's weird.
And it's also public domain.
What? Why is that?
Yeah, how on earth would you know that, girl?
I don't know. I just thought it was worth saying that this film has an expired copyright and is definitely in the public domain. Just off the cuff.
Seamless. Hang on, this is an old film.
Top-notch deduction right there.
It's an old film called The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
Is this your favourite film?
Oh God, no, it's awful.
Doesn't misrepresent ghosts, though, so...
Are you talking about The Shining again?
No.
Guys, my Game Boy is saying something.
What is it saying?
It says... He injected the serum into that. It says boo again. It was but a mass of grafted
tissues. Lifeless. Girl. Just lay there. Does it normally sound like that?
I don't think so. The lights have switched off.
Thanks, Gil.
Oh.
What is that?
I think it's an organ.
It's a what?
I said I think it's an organ.
Well, what do we do?
Hold on. I just want to make it clear to the listeners at home, it's a wind-up torch. I'm not strangling a kitten. It does sound a little bit like I'm... Oh. There we go. Right, okay. Ah, there you are. Okay, I say we search the cinema and see what we can find.
Good idea.
Ah!
Very excellent scare there.
Yeah.
Sorry, should have said I was behind you.
Can you sense anything, Gil?
There are a lot of ghosts in here, and they're all pretty annoyed that the film's turned off.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. We should leave.
Yeah. Out the door. Oh, this one's locked.
Oh, not good.
Are we locked in a room of empty, angry, cinephile ghosts?
It would appear so.
You have no idea the things they're saying.
Wow.
Not kid friendly.
Not now, Sans. Look, Gil, can you calm them down or something? Or
wait here.
Offer them popcorn or Middle Below merchandise. Or... Okay.
You never told me what your favorite film was. That's me whispering, by the way.
Okay, cool. Why are you whispering?
Why are you whispering? Because the script tells me to.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Smooth.
So...
what?
Your favourite film?
Oh, sorry. Wait a second, where's Sans?
Putting a paw down, apparently.
Wow. Why is it almost the perfect film?
What?
When Harry Met Sally, you said it was almost a perfect film.
Oh, right. Well, they get together in the end.
The spoilers!
Shh! Ghost!
Sorry.
Sorry, Sans.
And that's bad.
Well, it kind of defeats the whole message of the film, which is that, you know, two people, a boy and a girl, can be best friends without it becoming a romantic thing.
Yes, that is rather concerning. We'd be in terrible trouble if that weren't true.
Yeah, I think we're in terrible trouble anyway.
Well, then it's a good thing we don't have that to worry about on top of being locked in a room full of angry ghosts.
Good point. How long do you think it'll be before we have to, you know, wait and...
I don't know, when they're done, I suppose.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't see you in a dark room!
Oh, Gil, you don't show up in torchlight. I thought I was going to die.
All sorted now?
Yes. I explained that you're not from around here and you're new to the lifestyle, so...
Wow.
And they reluctantly decided to stop being so angry with you for the most part.
For the most part?
Well, Sans, she sorted them out.
Well, I feel much better
Power
now.
Power style. Also, I think I know where our spirit may be. Come on. Come on.
We can't see you, Gil.
Ah, yes. Sorry, forgot about that. I'll hum. Just follow the humming.
Wow. I've never been behind the scenes of a cinema before. It's amazing.
It's a little bit,
What?
Maze. Like...
I think it's this way.
Still can't see you, Gil.
No, I'm not lost. It's through this door.
Gil? Gil? Gil! I could be lying on the floor at home right now.
Where did he go?
Through a door, apparently.
Yeah, but which one?
I know as much as you do here.
Well, surely, if we go through one of these two doors, and if he's not behind one of them, then we just go through the other, right?
Yep, I don't see how that could go wrong in any way.
Okay, let's go.
Through which door?
Oh my God, just anyone. The one on the left.
Why that one?
Well, good adventurers always go left, obviously.
Right. Okay.
No, left.
No, we're not doing the right-left joke.
Hello? Gil?
And what could be behind door number two?
Also nothing.
Right, okay.
Gil? Gil? Gil?
Yeah, we're lost. Well, he was the one leading the way.
I mean, we could just wait for him. Sooner or later, he'll realize that we're not actually with him.
Yeah, that could be a while.
You have a better idea?
No. It's the Wizard of Oz.
What?
My favorite film.
Oh. Why the Wizard of Oz?
I watched it a lot when I was growing up. It's a story about scary things not really being that scary. That's always made me feel better about everything. Sans likes it too.
Oh, hey, hang on. Wait, what's this? Oh, it looks like a breaker box.
Well, that did nothing.
That's not true. Look, there's a nice faint yellow lighting now. It's like mood lighting.
That is quite amazing.
You think so?
Yes, by turning on the breaker, you've somehow made this small, dark, slightly odd-smelling cinema corridor even darker.
Where did you lot go?
You disappeared.
Ah, didn't realize I'd stopped humming. My bad.
The good news is we can see you now, so we can stop with all the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy references. We've had about 400 of them tonight.
We made him cut them down.
Should have seen the first version.
Oh, I can hear something. We must be getting close.
This way.
I knew it was that door.
Of course you did. Wow, with the underfloor lighting, it gives them a slightly gold outline.
Ah, follow the yellow tinge goes. Follow the yellow tinge goes. Follow, follow, follow.
And but Apocalypse Later was terrible.
You wrote it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a long corridor.
Yeah. Must be a door somewhere.
There's a door somewhere here. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, there you go. Wow, this is incredible.
Oh, oh, whoa.
It's like a hidden cinema under a cinema with an organ.
An organ as well, yes. I think your Game Boy might be saying something.
Oh, is it?
What does it say?
A wild hunter appears.
Ah, so this is the spirit we're looking for.
Like, seriously, is there a set of rules or like a, I don't know, information pamphlet?
You learn most of it by reading them.
Oh, okay. You got a volume control on that thing? Because apparently we don't. We heard you. I'm Taylor Quinn. I'm from the middle. I don't speak organ. I don't... Anyone got any ideas? No, that's your answer to everything. We're not doing that.
What do you think it is that they want?
Same thing as always, I think. I wouldn't want to be trapped in a sealed-off cinema.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, I imagine being stuck in an organ would help, actually.
I have an idea! How about this?
The stylophono keyboard thing.
It's a stylophone, idiot, and it's a musical instrument, and it's small. Do you think that you could fit into this?
Surround sound.
I mean, is that good? I really don't know if this is working.
It certainly feels less malevolent.
I imagine that's a good sign.
Okay.
What?
Don't move.
Okay.
Good job, Heather.
I knew this would come in handy.
I think your Game Boy's saying something again.
Oh. It says, well done.
I agree.
Come on, let's see if we can catch the end of Apocalypse Now.
Actually, I think I'm all right. Might call it a night, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, there's no place like home, right?
I knew I would regret telling you that.
Seriously, though, let's go home. I want pizza and a massive mug of tea.
That sounds good. Come on, Sans.
So, same time next week?
I'd love to.
Middle Below featured the voices of David Devereaux as Taylor, Charlotte Ryder as Heather, David Pello as Gil the Ghost, Megan Bucky Buchanan as Sans the Cat. Live sound was by Martin Rowbottom and recorded by Lawrence Gartshaw. We want to thank Frontier Events for making this possible, and we want to remind our listeners that bad things will happen. Middle Below is a Tin Can audio production. It was written and produced by that guy over there, and additional sound design by that guy up there. Thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our train wreck of a show over. You can relax now. Everything is fine.
Thank you for listening to the Middle Below live show. If you'd like to support what we do and help us make more train wrecks like that, in the show notes there is a link to our Ko-fi account where you can buy us a coffee and help us make more audio nonsense. Alternatively, you can also become a Patreon supporter. Our Patreon supporters get the full live show, including our performances of episodes 1 and 3, and an exclusive little ad package from Cameron Clough, who's phone guy, as well as bloopers, early access to everything we do, and music downloads. If you don't want to become a Patreon, please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Small shows like us depend on word of mouth, and leaving us a review helps us get the show out there. Or you can just tell a friend that we exist. If you know someone who likes ghosts or cats or both or weird British people, tell them about us. We would really appreciate it. In the meantime, again, thank you so much for listening to Middle Below. This live show would not have happened without the fantastic response we've received since we announced this weird little show. We will hopefully not be gone for long, but in the meantime, it is absolutely imperative that you remember that bad things will happen. Have a great summer, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.